All right, we're here for the Brent and Chuck podcast. So glad that you have decided to join us. Sorry for all you fans that were on the edge of your seat waiting for last week. Something happened that doesn't normally happen. Chuck had to be out of us on Tuesday. I had to be out on Thursday. Wednesdays are not good days for any of us trying to do church work here. So so that's what happened.
And we know how many of listeners are out there now.
Based off,
we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Yeah, based off the stats, the survey.
Yeah.
So you want to kick us off with that, Chuck?
Yeah, man. We promised to kind of pass along the survey. Now, some of you that may not be Northbrookers that listen to the podcast would increase our numbers here, which we would appreciate. But for those who weren't here this past Sunday, we took a big story participation survey in our service.
Right.
We had 107 people participate in the survey.
Okay.
Okay. That was about half of the adults, I think, that were here, maybe, or a little less than half of who was in the room or something. I don't know exactly, but from the results that we got,
right?
We have 10 people who listen to our podcast, and so that's 10% of the those surveyed. Listen to the Brent and Chuck podcast.
Right, but it's still five more than you and I thought.
It's double.
Yeah. So that's good.
Double what we had, yeah. And so we appreciate you listening. We did want to know what things we are providing for our series and for this, this effort this year.
Right.
That are working. Some things we found out are pretty good. Some things are not being used really at all.
Right.
Don't know if we need to quit using them, but we do have, which was really a good number that I thought, in those who are keeping up with our reading through, keeping up or struggling but close,
right?
About 75% of the people.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About not quite a third are way behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a word for those folks.
Right. Read.
And where should they start?
Right now. Just pick up right where we're at.
Where we're at in the schedule, pick it up. If you're behind, pick up Judges.
Right.
That's kind of where we are right now.
Beginning of Judges.
You start Judges 1 today. Read about, six or eight chapters today.
That's
You're there.
You're caught up. That's right.
Yeah. And go from that point. Only three people that were here Sunday are not participating. Or that did the survey.
They did the survey. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
60% are using the Reader's Guide.
Okay.
60% and 60% of those use it daily or sometimes.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
33% of the people have used the bigstory.info site. 20% didn't even know we had that site.
Right. Well, my comment would be is that I thought overall our stats on internet usage and accessibility is weaker than I think it could be, because I think what we are, and we've talked about this among the staff, is that we don't have sort of a kind of a rallying sort of one page they can go and get everything, which we're working on that. Hopefully, maybe at least by the end of the year, we'll have something that you can sort of be very easily to navigate.
Well, and it too may speak to some demographic issues.
Right.
I don't know. You know, a lot of our folks are my age and don't necessarily go to the internet first.
Right.
But another great encouragement, 85% of those surveyed are in a small group.
Right.
And 95% of those surveyed talk about the big story with their family and friends at least sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's good.
That's really good. So, and then one other stat I'll throw out, 80% indicated a 6 or above impact for the story on their lives so far.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
And all that to say that it's through some of the probably more difficult readings in Scripture. I mean, you think about, we've just gotten through the end of Joshua, where there's a lot of laying out of the tribes. We've gone through Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Some of the things that have more been traditionally understood as maybe not as helpful, not as cool. Mm-hmm. So if that's kind of where we are so far, I mean, imagine how people are going to be blown going when we get to some of the practicality of the prophets and we get to the gospel. So I'm encouraged. And here we are. I mean, we're also kind of over that sort of January, I started really good, but I'm not doing anything now kind of hump. Mm-hmm. So that's encouraging too. We're moving into the spring, and we're at least encouraged at some level. 75% are still tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, anyways. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, and that kind of leads me into one word of encouragement that I want to throw out, and then we can talk about a little bit about where we are this right. week. I was reminded this past week of the passage in 2 Peter chapter 1. And let me just read a little bit of it so everybody will understand where I'm going here. For his divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And then Peter describes some very great and precious promises mm-hmm. that are given to us, I think, through the knowledge of Christ.
Okay.
Okay? These great and precious promises. And how that we are to be incorporating these things into our lives. So I don't want to read the whole thing, but faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, endurance, godliness, and list these kind of things. And then in verse 8 it says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing,
right,
they will keep you from being useless or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
All right, so when I was reading that, I thought, well, here we've got a kind of a connection between verse 3 and verse 8 in that everything that's required for life and godliness through the knowledge mm-hmm. of him, then that knowledge is the conduit through which we are useful and fruitful
right.
for God. And so what I want to say is, as we are, and we hear comments all the time because people are talking about the big story, we're learning more than we knew before.
Right.
Our knowledge is increasing.
Right.
We are learning about God like we never have, perhaps. Many people are. That is not just so that we say we know God better.
Right.
That knowledge has got to be the conduit, and will be the conduit if right. we're reading it right.
Right.
For usefulness.
Right.
And fruitfulness.
Right. Right. Well, it's reading it through the eyes of faith. I mean, really. Mm. I mean, that's what we are, and that's.
Our subtitle is "Read It Through, Live It Out."
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, my prayer is that as we continue through here, we're not just going, "Hey, we know a whole lot more about the Pentateuch."
Yeah.
But we're looking to see, oh, okay, this is how God can make me more useful for him. Right. And I see these things coming out in my life because I'm knowing God. And maybe I'm more gracious, or maybe I'm stronger in my faith, or maybe I am getting rid of the idols,
right,
as you preached about this past Sunday.
Right.
Maybe I'm more sensitive to others in my life that do not know God. Whatever it might be, we right. become more fruitful because yeah. of what we're learning about him.
Absolutely, and that's encouraging. And so then don't hold that in. I mean, we'll try to point that out as we are experiencing that. And then share this keep that talk amongst your family and friends yeah. and small group as
Man,
well.
Put that on Facebook, send right. us emails, do what you can with that.
Yeah.
That's
cool. That's what we want to see.
That's exactly right.
That's what we want to see. And we'll help you out in that as much as possible. But when it happens, let's know.
Yeah.
So
we're in a little tough section though, right?
Right. Now. We're in Judges. This is not.
We sort of ended with Joshua
carrying the banner for us. And he said that the text makes it very clear that everyone who was there, all the elders and all the people who had walked through that up to that point with Joshua, man, they lived out the rest of their days in faithfulness. They took his charge seriously, and they were able to live out in faithfulness to the Lord. But oh, how quickly things change! All right,
so, but
but we are in.
There's some big buts in the Bible.
That's right. That's right. Yes, thank you, Chuck. We're in Judges now, and one thing I just want to say, and any good study Bible will say this in the opening pages, but make sure you understand that Judges is read. They talk about the circular history of the book of Judges. In other words, you'll see a pattern happen over and over and over again when these judges rise up, and it's the idea that. That a judges rise up, the people mess up, they cry out, and God comes in and saves the day. Normally having to use these very faulty judges
Yeah.
But he finds redeemable qualities in them and in the people, and he preserves the people.
Yeah. So we see, and maybe we're giving away some of the upcoming themes on Sundays, but we do see God's holiness. We see His compassion for His people.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to see His character really strongly,
right?
Mm-hmm. Throughout these judges, but what's weird to me is how God continues to show Himself consistent and faithful through these inconsistent, unfaithful people.
Absolutely, that's right. It's not even really clear that when the people cry out, it's not even really clear that they're repentant.
It's
just that they're just saying, help, I'm hurting, you know? And that God, in His kindness and love, would come in and just help them out.
Yeah. And they rarely deserve it.
Well, yeah.
It's only because He says, you are My people.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and then He's going to use, let's just take the most famous one, but really you'll see it in all these patterns. Take Samson, and you have a guy who knows what he's supposed to do, has some powerful ways that God uses him to strike down these Philistines, and then he's got an Achilles heel.
Think he's got several.
Well, he's got several. That's right. Yeah, I mean, there's several things he wasn't supposed to do. Right, he wasn't supposed to eat of the carcass of a dead animal. He wasn't supposed to cut his hair. He wasn't supposed to have relations with a foreign woman.
So I don't think everybody's to Samson yet in the.
Right. Okay. Well, I was just thinking it was a story that was shared when I was a kid
out of
Judges. So I'm just trying to go off on that. And I think what's so cool though is that we sort of go through his little story there, and in spite of his stupidity, we can just call it stupidity. Mm-hmm. Messing around with a prostitute. Is there ever any good that comes from that? Really, you know. And so, but he does that, and it goes bad for him. But what happens in the end? God uses him, and he redeems a horrible situation. And allows him to be used just this one last hurrah time.
Yeah.
And just amazing that we can see this.
Yeah. So what the message for us would be, don't count God out of using you.
Right.
Even though, and I think one of the quotes coming up in the story is that even though you have done all this evil, and this might be in Samuel, still worship God today.
Yeah. Worship God today, that's right.
You know, maybe you've screwed up like Samson has.
Right.
Or any of these other judges prior to that, right?
Yeah.
Gideon kind of.
Right.
He did some powerful things.
Yeah, but then he did some stupid things too.
He did some stupid things.
Yeah.
And we could say that about every one of the judges, maybe except for Deborah.
Right. Yeah. And then Deborah makes it real clear that I have to do this because a man won't do it.
Yeah.
So,
I would just say that if you find yourself thinking on your life and going, man, I'm just a real screw up. I've done some really bad things. Mm-hmm. How can God make anything out of my life?
Right.
Well, you underestimate God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let me
add, because the knowledge of God will make you fruitful and useful for Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me offer the opposite too. If God has done powerful things in you in the past, but you are sinning right now in some major ways that the Lord's telling you to change, there's going to be consequences to that sin. He's going to use you, and He's going to accomplish His purposes one way or the other. But the house may fall down on your head as He's using you. So I just want to throw that out there too, because there's people who are on both sides of
that's right.
Aren't there?
That's right.
Judges teaches
still
us
the character
too.
Of God remains consistent.
That's right.
The choice remains, will we, as you preached this past week, will we worship Him or serve Him?
Right.
Or are we going to pick somebody else?
Right. Yeah. So
the consequences will be there either way.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Which
that's
may
right.
be a good note to end on.
There we go. All right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hey, let us know, you 10 listeners, let us know how the podcast is helping you out, and we'd love to have you on as
That's
well.
Right. That's right. We can make guest appearances.
Yeah. We'll come to you, in fact.
That's right.
Have a great week.